I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I had a chance to speak with Marquette City Manager Mike Angeli for a preview of tonight's meeting of the Marquette City Commission. It's a bit out of the ordinary usual schedule for the meeting due to the holidays, and we found out more from Marquette City Manager Mike Angeli.
Usually we're the second and last Monday of the month, but because of the holidays, this time of year, we schedule two in a row in December.
So that'll be happening tonight at 7 on the agenda. Some presentations, again, an update with, in particular, the Founders Landing Development Project with Barry Polson, and that's a pretty big project going on.
Yes, you've probably noticed that there's some construction going on again adjacent to the Hampton Inn, mm-hmm. and we call it the Big Hole there.
Exactly, that's what everybody's called it for a while now.
You know, the Founders Group has planned to build a parking structure there, as well as a apartment complex and or retail complex. And it's been in progress now for a couple of months, and the commission would enjoy an update as to see how it's going.
Yeah, it's good to hear how those projects are, because that's a pretty major development right there that is also in a very prominent location for the city.
It is, and you know, it's something that the Founders people have been working on for years, mm-hmm. and it's been very good for the city and very good for everyone, so we all want to see how well it's going.
Also on the agenda, speaking of projects and developments, there is an update on unfinished business that has to do with transportation for the new hospital project, and it's listed as amended scope of services, and I know this has come up a couple of times, but this is tied into road work that's related to the new hospital.
That's correct. At the last meeting, this was an agenda item as well, and there were specific questions that couldn't be answered at the time, so we tabled it to this meeting. It's kind of typical of a lot of construction projects. As you move through the process, different work is identified, different additional work. And in this case, because we are working on MDOT property with the construction of roundabouts, we've had to do some additional design work and some additional planning. And DLZ is the company that we've hired, and these additional expenses are for that reason.
Is it sort of just basically the project, I guess, the natural evolution of a project like this by its nature, that as things get a little further in design, they say, let's do this, let's try that kind of thing?
Yeah, that's kind of the way it is. It's because it's not our property, we have to adhere to some MDOT suggestions and changes, and so we're doing that, and you know, the outcome is to the benefit of everybody, we hope.
Mike Angeli in the studio with us. He is the city manager for the city of Marquette. We're previewing the meeting of tonight's meeting of the Marquette City Commission, 7 o'clock. Mike, let's talk a little bit about under new business. The Energy Savings Improvement Program is on the agenda. What is that for the city?
Well, that's a process that we've undertaken recently to hopefully hire a firm or a company to go through all of our energy processes within the city, such as electricity, water, you know, gas, power, go through everything that we utilize as a city, identify areas that we could improve or upgrade the systems, and then hopefully pay for those upgrades through the savings. It's not unique or necessarily new, but it's something that we've recently given some thought to, and you know, we spent some time going through some preliminary numbers, and it looks very positive. So something that I think will work out well for us.
Now, also on the agenda is a contract with MDOT, which I'm sure this under new business ties into the unfinished business portion of the discussion of some of these projects with the new road development and road changes with the hospital. What's on the docket with that?
Well, that's a contract that we have to agree to with MDOT because we are building or working on their property, basically the roundabouts. It's a contract to ensure that we do what we're told or as we're told or as we're planning, and not do anything that's not in the plans.
So that'll be on the new business portion tonight. As always, public comments, those bits happening as well. The meeting at 7 o'clock tonight at Commission Chambers, but that also bears a reminder that this will be the last one at 7 p.m.
Yes. As you can see, Mike Plourd and I are smiling, but You know, the meetings will start at 6 p.m. Beginning January 9th. This is something that will go on for at least the following 12 months, and the commission has the right to change that every November. So for the time being, though, 6 p.m., we should get done earlier. Like I said, should get done earlier.
Well, it does. You know, yeah. It's an idea of trying to get things wrapped up because meetings have ran a little bit have run a little bit late at times.
They have, and hopefully this will encourage people who might not normally come out to a meeting maybe to come if it's a little bit earlier and gets done a little bit sooner.
That's the comments of Marquette City Manager Mike Angeli. Tonight's meeting gets underway at 7 o'clock at Commission Chambers at City Hall in Marquette. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.